It's been nearly half a year since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortions. Since then, Illinois has seen an influx of patients coming from states where lawmakers have placed bans and restrictions on abortion services. Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb has more.
About 30 Champaign-Urbana residents gathered one evening this fall to protest outside a convention hall. Inside, a group of healthcare providers who they say pressure people not to get abortions was having its annual banquet.
My body, my choice. My body, my choice.
One of the protesters, Hedant Kabansi, says the impact of the Dobbs decision on Illinois will be devastating.
When pregnant people are denied abortion, there's a whole slew of social and economic consequences that they frequently experience. Those reverberate onto their friends, their family, and their whole communities.
After the Dobbs decision took effect, bans and restrictions on abortions began throughout the country. In Illinois, abortion clinics soon flooded with out-of-state patients seeking abortions. Jennifer Welch, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Illinois, says the group is seeing major increases in out-of-state patients.
At this point, approximately one-third of PPIL's abortion patients travel from out of state.
She says Planned Parenthood is expecting to see an additional 20,000 to 30,000 abortion patients a year. Amy Gerke, the executive director of Illinois Right to Life, a pro-life and anti-abortion organization, says she is concerned about that influx too, but for an entirely different reason.
Right now, Governor Pritzker and many in the legislature are doing everything in their power to make our state this haven of death where we're simply known for the place to go to get an abortion.
Dr. Amy Whitaker, the chief medical officer of Planned Parenthood of Illinois, doesn't put it that way. She says she sees Illinois as a state of refuge. She sees many out-of-state patients face barriers when considering traveling to Illinois to receive an abortion.
It's not just a simple matter of like, oh, I'll just drive to Illinois and get the procedure. I have to take off work. I can't get there and back in one day. I have to find childcare. I can't afford the transportation. I mean, all these things are coming into play.
In an online forum sponsored by Planned Parenthood in September, one patient, who went only by Kara, shared her story about having to travel out of state to receive an abortion. The Tennessee resident was 22 when she found out she was pregnant. That was in 2019, but she had trouble finding services in her state.
I remember there were maybe a couple providers I could find online in the state of Tennessee, but either they were no longer providing abortion services, had been shut down altogether, or they either had disabled or full appointment calendars.
Kara says the most difficult part of her experience was finding such a provider.
I was just frustrated and super angry. You know, there were so many hoops to jump through, days of work I would have to miss, and honestly, just psychological trauma of dragging this out that I would have to endure.
Kara says she was able to receive an abortion a week later, but more than 500 miles away at a Planned Parenthood in Aurora, Illinois. She says she doesn't regret her decision.
I'm grateful to be able to have lived my life the way I envisioned. It would have really derailed everything, you know, financially, career-wise, just, you know, the way that I wanted to be living my life.
She says everyone who has received an abortion has their own reasoning.
For me, I just didn't want to have a child. It was the right decision for me at that time in that moment.
Now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned by the Dobbs decision, Planned Parenthood's Amy Whitaker says stories like Kara's will be repeated over and over again as more people than ever come to Illinois seeking abortions. I'm Madison Holcomb, Illinois Student Newsroom.